pieces. It's peppers. There was one, maybe two street pad. They call it Joe. Yeah, it has maybe two lean streaks in it.
What part of the hog does
that? Joe will come over here. Yeah. But that fat back comes right straight down his back. And it could lean over and put that big on our head.
Oh, all right. So what do you call the, when you cut the side of a hog and cut that meat out of the side, what do you call it?
Well, it's called a middling. And they got a lean piece comes up down there, they call it, some people call it tenderloin, some people call it back strips, all different things like that.
Alright, like now today we buy bacon in small packages when we go to the store.
Yeah.
But they used to come in, and do you remember they would order, like they wanted a great big thing of bacon?
Yeah, it'd be a big, big slab of bacon, they call it.
What is the kind of meat that you buy sliced real thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
What is the outside of bacon called?
The rim of it.
You don't see that much
anymore,
do you?
No, they use it cut it all. Now you don't very seldom find bacon with the rim on it.
You ever heard it called the rind?
For the rind, you see.
What about the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain that you eat with eggs? Not bacon, but the other one.
You call it link sausage.
If meat has been kept too long, you say, what's happened to it? Or you smell of it?
It has spoiled a bit more.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Sauce.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Sauce meat, no, I've never heard it called anything else.
Have you ever heard of head cheese?
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. I've heard
that. What do you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up the liver of the hog? You grind it up and cook it.
Well, you can call it liver cheese. That's the only thing I know you call it. Liver cheese, I think they call it.
You ever heard it called liver pudding?
Liver pudding, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Did people ever make anything out of hog blood?
Well, it's just a late thing, I think. That the saved the whole blood now, because I'm not all the years I tell to do. Now, they put it in something to feed the hogs and other things, they call it tankage. That's what they put. I remember long years ago, the slaughter pens, the old stream water just like that, and they run that blood all in the water, and the stream's water like the rivers and creeks and things like that. They run the blood in there, but now, since the health department has got so strict on that, they can't run it in there no more. So they run it in a place and what you call it, and chill it. Then they put it in this grinder. Then they empty it over in these place what you call tankage. And tankage is made out of disease elements. And the throwaway part of animals, which is good animals, you don't throw away no much money, man. But, most packing houses now, they have maybe one or two inspectors from the government. And before that animal was killed, they have to inspect it.
But do you ever remember anybody taking the blood and making any kind of sausage or anything out of it?
Well, no. If it did that, it is now start doing late years, because if it couldn't, well, it might mix it up. Really would. just like you might say sausage. Sausage and bologna, of course, they don't lie in there now, but when I used to run grocery stores, I'd go to the packing house, I'd go around through there where they have the meat hanging up, and I just pick my own meat out, but now you can't do it. They don't lie in there anymore. And the sausages that they make at these packing houses, they put a few lean meat of hogs in there, glazed sausage. They had a cereal they put over in there. Then they got two great big scoops of ice they put over and grind it all up together. That's really that sausage meat and bologna thing spoils so quick because it got so much wear. You put sausage in it and hot skin in there, just fry and pop like a bill. That's some kind of water's in it. And I look like that begins to low. But they got an ice maker over there, man. When they used to come downtown to the ice maker and